Family Home Evening, Logan's Baptism by Jane McBride Choate, based on an experience of a family in the author's ward. The gate by which ye should enter is repentance and baptism. 2 Nephi chapter 31, verse 17. Logan had turned 8 years old last week. Today was a special day. He was going to be baptized. He and his father dressed in white clothes and took their seats near the baptismal font. Logan's brother-in-law, Ryan, was asked to give a talk at the baptism. After the opening song and prayer, Ryan read the fourth article of faith. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, repentance. Third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. Fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Then Ryan placed a blue square paper on the floor at one side of the room and a white paper square at the other side. "Logan, come stand on this blue square," he said. "Can you get from the blue square to the white square without stepping on the carpet?" Logan looked across the room and shook his head. "It's too far." Ryan nodded. "It's too far for you to get there by yourself. And do you think you can return to Heavenly Father without help?" Logan shook his head again. Ryan placed 6 more squares on the floor, each square a different color. "Heavenly Father has given us steps to bring us back to Him. Do you know what they are?" Logan thought of the article of faith Ryan had just read. "The first one is faith." Ryan nodded as Logan stepped onto the red square. "And the second one is repentance." Logan moved to the yellow square. Ryan pointed to the green square. "This one represents one of the steps you're taking today." Smiling, Logan stepped onto the green square. "Baptism," he said. He was much closer to the white square now, but there were still 3 more in between. "The orange square represents receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost," Ryan said. "Another step you'll take today." Logan stepped onto the orange square. "What do you think the last 2 squares represent?" Ryan asked. Logan thought for a moment. The fourth article of faith included only the first 4 principles and ordinances of the gospel. He had learned in primary that baptism was the first of many covenants he would make. "Does the next square stand for the temple?" he asked. "Right," Ryan beamed. "After your baptism and confirmation, you'll prepare to receive the priesthood and temple ordinances. What do you think the last square stands for?" Logan couldn't remember any more steps. Then it dawned on him. It was the simple truth taught by prophets and scriptures. "Stay righteous," he said. "Exactly," Ryan said. "After making all of these covenants, we must stay faithful." Logan sat down and Ryan finished his talk. Then Logan and his father entered the baptismal font. With the authority of the priesthood, Logan's father baptized him. After they had changed into dry clothes, Logan was confirmed a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. "Remember the spirit you feel right now," Ryan said afterward as he hugged Logan. "Try to keep it with you for the rest of your life." Logan knew he would never forget this special day, a day he had taken 2 important steps toward his heavenly home. Note: Jane McBride Choate is a member of the Big Thompson Ward, Loveland, Colorado Stake. End of note. Sidebar: the ordinances of baptism and receiving the gift of the Holy Ghost take us out of this world and into the kingdom of God. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Covenant of Baptism, To Be in the Kingdom and of the Kingdom, Ensign November 2000, page 7. End of sidebar. End of the story, Logan's Baptism.